This is Anderson Penn's podcast, episode 89, for Tuesday, February 4th, 2014. This is Brian.
This is Lisa.
This is the Anderson Penn's radio network.
I thought it was 89 last week.
No, I screwed up last week. I don't know why I put 89. I'm sure it's 89 this week.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
Okay.
Which brings you about around to another house cleaning mention. Last week's audio podcast is not yet up, so...
What?
I know. Normally I do these things, but it slipped away from me, so...
Well, you'd think we'd, like, traveled across the country two weekends in a row and then had to do that, like, job, work, sleep thing or something.
Yeah, well, you know, that's just how it is, so...
And then we're going to do it again next week.
Okay. Yes, we are, so that's nothing like just... rolling right into the first topic of the evening. what is next week? Why don't you tell everybody?
Next week? My mom comes to town. What's wrong with my mom coming to town? Next week is the frickin' awesome Los Angeles Penn Show. And my mom's coming to town. Mom's coming to town because we're going to be gone for a week, and as much as the kids are both in college, driving themselves around to work and school, you never know what's going to happen in Wisconsin in the winter between car accidents and frozen pipes and who knows what else. So
well, and we discover at dinner tonight that they may not even be around.
The kids?
Yeah, they may be around.
Mom will feed Brooke, and Mom will make sure that everything runs fine. Apparently, some of our chat peeps are having a hard time.
Yeah, I know. Some, I don't know, a Comcast error. Paul's not... having some luck with the ISP, but...
All right. Well, we'll just vamp until they catch up. But, so Mom's coming up, and the kids, I guess, are going to be in Milwaukee for part of that time. So
I guess, yeah.
As long as they leave her one of their cars, she'll be fine.
Yeah, and a key.
Well, she's got a key. Remember last time she was here, she made herself a house key.
Oh, well, I'm talking about the car key.
I'll give her the extra set. We're good.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so anyway, Los Frickin' Angeles Penn Show. Very excited.
So this is number two for me. This is probably number...
four or five for me.
Four or five for you.
Yep. Ask me what I'm most excited about.
What are you most excited about?
It's going to be warm.
All right, well, here's the catch, though. It's going to take about 24 hours before it actually gets warm.
What's your point? It's going to be warm eventually.
It will be warm eventually. It was nice last year after we got through the Rockies.
It was gorgeous going through the Rockies.
We popped the moonroof open.
Yeah,
and,
that was nice.
And little nice warm air. And so.
And we drove through Vegas at night, and we actually detoured and drove through the city right down the center, and it was awesome. We happen to be big fans of... the original CSI in Vegas, so it was kind of fun to see everything that you see on the TV show, and I had been there before, so it was fun.
Well, knowing what we know now, there's no reason, no wonder we didn't see any of the, we didn't see Grissom in Vegas because he wasn't there.
Or Liz Vassie.
Liz Vassie, yeah.
I would have stopped for Liz Vassie.
What kind of pen do you think Grissom uses?
Something
I think he's a fountain pen guy.
Something with bugs.
So a crone? Is that what you think? Isn't there a crone
there
pen with a bug in it?
Yeah, with some DNA.
DNA bug?
I've sent a Facebook message to my cousin who lives in California. She had actually surprised me and showed up at the show. I hadn't seen her in like 25, pushing 30 years. And so that was fun last year. But you can't really... get much reacquainting done Sunday, the crazy day. Hopefully we can meet her daughter and her husband like Thursday maybe for dinner.
Okay. So. Sounds like fun.
But I think our dance card's getting pretty full.
It is. Well, you know who else we're moving up, running into on Sunday?
Paul.
Paul.
PH. Actually, there are two PHs.
There are two PHs.
Yep. We're going to see Paul Hurley is going to go. Very excited about that. But last year...
Sorry, I just love that. I just love that.
I know. You're a little obsessed with that. Last year, we had a number of... I would go as far as to say special guests or special visitors. Philip Wang of Twisby came out just to see us, and that was cool. And he was not what I was expecting, number one. And it was just so funny to see him just reach into the back pocket of his jeans like he'd been sitting on him in the car and whip out these prototypes of pens. That was kind of fun.
Well, he came on Saturday last year, didn't he?
Did he? Yeah, it wasn't Sunday.
Yeah, it was very, very relaxed.
Yeah, that was nice. But another really special treat for us was Paul Hoban, who wrote the Esterbrook book.
Fountain Pens of Esterbrook by Paul Hoban.
Yep. So. And so I don't know where the picture is of us with Paul.
I have it somewhere.
Okay.
Yeah, I have it on my phone.
Okay. we'll have to get another one this year, but that was really cool for us was to...
Sam Fiorella brought him over.
Yeah. So that was really special for us to meet him and to spend some time with him.
So he's coming over on Sunday. He's gonna actually he sent me a message this past week, and for you Esterbrook fans out there, he found the most. And he's still on a much smaller scale collects Esterbrooks, and he found the most interesting Esterbrook nib. I think we've seen in a long time. Short of the 6668 that we found last week. He found a 3000 series nib with a frosted nib with a green collar, and it's pinned. So it's clearly...
That's cool.
...a very interesting transition of pinned 3000 with an orange, but it's green, which has led to the 9000 series. So I'm hoping he brings that... we are going to transfer over one of our 6000 series nibs to him, which will I feel real good about that. So it's going to be nice to see him again. So it'll be on Sunday. So I hope it's reasonably early.
Yeah.
Just talk with him, but so.
No, he's a sweetie.
Yeah. So we need to get in touch with Philip and see when
he's coming out.
When he's coming out, so that will be fun too.
We were going to try and get to the Yaffa headquarters. Kenny and Ross had promised that we could actually bottle some of the ink. They have these huge vats. And think of it like a big beer tap. And I thought that would be really – they had said we could just bottle our own ink. So – but I don't know that we're going to have time to do that.
Yeah.
But.
When is – how far from – do you know how far that is?
I don't know. I'll have to look it up.
We should maybe get in touch with them and see.
Yeah.
I mean, if we get an early...
Thursday?
If we can make... I mean, you know, it's not like we have to spend the whole day over there. It's like when we went to Kenworld, we were there for, an hour?
Yeah.
Hour and a half? Mm-hmm. And I'd love to have some pictures of us pouring our own ink. That'd be awesome.
Sort of like tapping a keg.
Yeah, I just have this vision of us dressed up like Walter White. Yeah, and Jesse Pinkman, we got the glasses and the stuff. And
do I get to be Walter or Jesse?
You can be whoever you want.
Okay.
I'm more like Walter because I'm balding. You're hipper, so you're more like Jesse.
All right.
Anyway, so yeah, I forgot about that. We should I should get in touch with them. Actually, I have to email Ross anyway. But
yep. So anyway, L.A. and. Now, L.A. is also over Valentine's Day.
Yeah, you want me to get the specs here for those that are listening, and we'll talk about it again next week as well. We are looking at February 13th through the 16th, so starting Thursday. It's a real light day, Thursday, Thursday the 13th, 14th, 15th, and the big public day, of course, is Sunday the 16th.
They call it the Running of the Bulls.
The Running of the Bulls, that's right. What is it? Sunday admission is apparently you can pre-buy your, well, I guess it was yesterday, pre-buy your admission for Sunday.
Yep. A bunch of people do that.
That's the first I've heard of this. Anyway, it would have been $6 if paid before yesterday, $7 at the door. It's not like that's a huge incentive to buy early, but $7 is well worth it. I'm shocked. Is that cheap?
Is that it?
That's it. Yeah,
I thought it
been $10. Yeah. So.
Oh wow.
And you get a little goodie bag usually by Yaffa. Last year they had these really cool,
nice
mugs, and if they have them this year, we're getting two.
Yep, it was a double-walled, insulated drink cup with a straw. The ones that are really popular right now. But this was nice because the double wall makes it not sweat like some of the others do. Mm-hmm. It was really cool.
Yeah.
And I think a bottle of ink and I don't know what else. But
was there ink? I can't remember.
There was. We have one.
So I
acquire one from each of the shows. We have this little collection of all the little mini show inks.
Oh, yeah. It was,
they'll be worth millions someday. That's my master plan. That's our retirement fund.
You keep working on that, honey.
Yeah, I'm going to get right on that.
Since
it is Valentine's Day, I'm not going to ask you what you want because you're just going to shop around and tell me. I'm going to tell you what I want.
Okay, this is news to me. I'm open. I'm all ears. I'm sorry. There's no cricket sound effect here. Oh, wait. Hang on. There is.
No. We're still going to continue to look for the Primavera.
Well, that's the only one left. I mean, of course we're going to find it there.
Yep. It has to be in the right price range. You guys all know I'm cheap.
Well,
I'm not going to pay a lot for this.
But honey, at this point, we've got all the rest, so.
I know.
And we got all the rest at a very fair price, so.
We did.
You know, if we have to pay a little more for this one just to complete the set, maybe.
We'll see. Preferably with a fine or a medium nib.
Well,
nothing too big.
Okay. I like the idea of a medium. Now, which one? Primavera is green.
Yes. Okay. It means spring in Italian.
Oui. Is that Italian? I don't know. That's French for sure.
I'm also going to look for maybe a couple other Mont Blancs that don't look like Mont Blancs. We have a couple of those. And definitely some of my... Yeah. And definitely a couple of the Slender ST DuPonts.
Ooh, this is nice.
I have two. That means it's not a collection yet.
I need
to work on that.
In
2014, I am going to have an ST DuPont Slim Collection. We have two ST DuPont cases that I need to fill with my rainbow of pens.
Oh my goodness! Are you serious? Are you
serious? Hey, that one case was like 400 pounds. I need
it
to make
was.
That thing worth it.
Oh,
there you go.
I don't even know. I can't even get. Well, the keys are coming this week. We discovered.
Yes, I'm very excited.
Just to kind of backtrack off the LA show, we got all the cases home, and we were told that the keys were somewhere, and they were not anywhere to be found. Thankfully.
He found them,
and they are being shipped to us, so we have keys. So
awesome.
But anyway.
I'm afraid to ask, but in the chat, they're trying to figure out how many notebooks full of pen wish lists you've filled. So
you know,
what are you looking for?
Okay, so now last year I had, and it's funny because the other day I was looking through some old blog posts from last year, and I was looking through some of the wish lists that I had put up, and I hope to actually put one up this week. But... I noticed for a long time I was looking for that stinking ink at Lambert Safety, and within three shows I found three of them. So I had been looking for a long time, never found one. I've been on the short end of the stick on eBay. Well,
I'm doing something wrong.
What?
Well, I say what I want, and I don't find that many.
Well, I actually crossed it off the list, I think, for L.A., and that's when I found it.
All right.
This year I'm going to start it off, and now we we had Philly, so I mean, the year's already started. But I'm looking for one pen by the end of the year.
That's a lot. That's 11 more shows.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking for one pen, and when I find this pen, just one.
You're done.
Well, when I find this pen, I'll move on to the next.
Okay. Yeah. And what is said pen?
7162-B3.
Okay. Everybody join in me. Join in with me. What the heck is that? 7162-B3?
7162-B3 with a clip, preferably.
And what is this? That's not an Esterbrook designation.
No.
I'm telling you it's not.
It's not. No.
All right, so what is
actually,
it?
Actually, that is, I actually looked it up because I knew it was a cataloged model.
Ooh, so it's not uncataloged.
It's not. It's a cataloged model. Aiken Lambert.
Okay.
And it was described as a full-mounted engraved overlay. It's a lever-filled pen. In the 1920 catalog, was really one of the top, if not the top price pen in the catalog at the time. It was $12 in 1920, an extra dollar for the clip. So if I can find it, I'll pay twice as much. I'll pay $26.
Wow.
I've seen one. Actually, two. I've seen one full size with the clip, and I've seen a short. Actually, last year in Philly, in our room, kind of at the end, I saw a ring top with this pattern, and it's a really interesting pattern. It's alternating slabs of plain with hand engraved panels. Very beautiful. The last person I knew that had one was Gary Garner, and his price was. Well priced.
Does that mean expensive?
It was pretty high.
Well priced. To me, well priced means affordable, sale.
I was just trying to come up with a good word for it. It was a good chunk of the mortgage.
Oh well. All right. I'll have to negotiate with Gary.
He doesn't have it anymore. I think he sold it.
What the heck, man?
I have not seen it on his table in shows. So.
Oh, well, maybe it'll show up in the top of our cooler like other pens have been known to do.
I can't recall. But anyway, I'm looking for that particular pattern. Actually, if you are a member of the PCA, here's my shameless plug for the Pen Collectors of America. If you're a member of the PCA, you can download it.
What a good job as a first husband you're doing.
You could download the 1920 Aiken Lambert catalog, somewhere around page 4 or 5, you can see the particular pen he mentioned. So,
okay.
Really, really, really nice looking pen. Very nice pattern, unusual. No other manufacturer made a pattern like this that I'm aware of. So.
All right, that's it.
That's on my list. I'm probably not going to find it. There is another pen.
Of course there is. Here we go.
Well, I've been eyeing up the Delta Dolce Vita Oral Piston Filler.
Oh, now that's a pretty one. Orange is the new black.
Yeah, and it's the piston, and the piston is really cool on the Dolce Vita.
Well, that'll be easy to find. We just go to the office table and say, Kenny, I want this.
And when you get to the end of the piston, it clicks. It'll let you know that, it's all the way where it needs to be, so you don't over-tighten the piston. All right. So
this could be the easiest Valentine's Day shopping I've done yet. I just go over to the office table, I say, I want this. Medium nib, right?
Medium nib, please.
Okay, boom, done.
Ta-da. And I know he's got it because he had it at his table in Philly, and he's like, "Well, you can have this." I'm like, "At least it'll kill me, but I'll take this one over here."
There you go.
So anyway, other things I don't know. Last year, what did I get last year? Last year I bought believe it or not, I this pen on my desk right here actually is from LA last year and never made it off my desk. Esterbrook, this is actually U.S. clergy pen.
We got that last year in L.A.?
Last year in L.A.
I love
I did find my first Dakin Safety there. I got the Sauls Brothers oversize, big, big, number 8 size eyedropper there last year. So some good pens last year. So anyway, that's on my wish list. I'm not going to, you know, and lately we don't have enough time to get out behind the table anymore. So.
We don't, although Steph will be there. And actually, we are going to have quite a revolving door of friends and helpers at the show. Michael Ward, the amazing, awesome, and often disappearing Eric Schneider will be there.
Awesome.
You like that? Steph will be there. Paul Hurley's going to be there. We've got a bunch of people coming to see us. Let's just get Philip Wang to hang behind the table. What do you think?
You know, he's a far too busy man for that kind of shenanigans. We'd be very fortunate to see him. So
yeah, it would be.
He wasn't there more than what, 60 minutes maybe
at yeah,
the whole show. I think, from my understanding, he came in, saw us, walked around, and then he left. So
yeah, that was great. That was really awesome. We have a lot of fun and interesting things that we're going to do while we're in LA. Hopefully. Dinner with my cousin. That would be nice.
Yep.
We will be, I'm going to give you a teaser. We will be finalizing a deal for a new line.
Oh, yes, that's right. How could I forget? How could I forget? We've been working on this deal for a while.
Yeah. A year. 6 months, easy.
6 months, easy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we will be, it's pretty much finalized. So we should be...
We'll be making the announcement 2 weeks from today.
Yep.
Or, well, maybe not, because we'll be driving back. So the podcast for that week will be pushed off probably to Wednesday or Thursday.
Maybe. We could do it if everybody's okay with us being zombies.
Yeah. We'll see. We'll see how it is.
We'll see how we feel.
We'll tweet from the road or whatever.
Yep. I think next week we're actually going to do the podcast and then leave. I think that's a great idea. Like,
I think
podcast bundled up in our coats with suitcases behind us. And
I think you need to give me like a little more notice than like dinner tonight. Oh yeah, by the way, we're just going to do the podcast and then leave.
I think that'd be fun. All right.
Okay. Well, we're doing it, so
we are. Now, what should we share with our listeners? And Eddie G and Marianne are going to be there. That's right.
Oh, nice.
And
nice.
Quite possibly Charles and Angela might be there. So that will be fun.
Awesome. Yep.
Charles has an amazing voice. He's got a great phone voice. Just saying.
I haven't talked to him yet. So
I know. So what else is going on in LA? When we were there last year, the bar was the best place to learn all sorts of crazy stuff. Like we learned all sorts of crazy things about John Mottershaw.
Oh, that's right. The dinner with John Mottershaw. Boy, you know.
John got stood up by whoever he was supposed to have dinner with. And so he came over, we were sitting at the bar, and you know, at a pen show, the bar is the place to be. You don't have to drink. And certainly not everybody does, but it's where people just seem to gather in the bar in the lobby, and
it's a much more relaxed atmosphere. You're not busy. You know, if you're not busy buying, selling behind the counter. I mean, buying and selling. Don't get me wrong. It does happen at the bar. Absolutely.
Oh yeah, but we learned about Ryan Krusak's former career before he made pens. He was a textile designer. He designed bath rugs. Which is, like, you don't think about people actually doing that. We learned about John Mottershaw and living in Canada, and we learned about all sorts of things about Scott Franklin and Jim Rouse, and you know, but the nice thing is that people just kind of drift in, and other people drift out of conversations, and it's just this flowing, nonstop fun time.
Yeah, it's a good time for sure.
Yeah. There are no auctions.
No auctions, sadly.
Okay.
Let's see, what else is, what else? They have the big eight table, but...
where is that?
What's that?
There's an ink table?
Yeah, the ink testing station.
Where is
that's
that?
DC.
That's DC, yeah.
I'm getting my shows mixed up. Jesus, it's only February.
I know.
Oh, boy. Right.
The interesting thing about LA is that they don't do a lot of events. They consider Sunday to be their big day.
It is the event, yeah.
It is the day. And whatever you've heard or read or seen about the line, it really does. They really hold you right at the starting point, and it really does go all the way through the lobby, all the way down the hall, into the parking garage. It really, really is that long. It's crazy.
Now they do. They are saying that they have seminars on Sunday.
Oh, okay.
Actually, I'm looking it up here. Actually, there's some interesting ones.
Well, you can't leave.
Well, that's too bad. what do we have? Susan Wirth seminar. Mm-hmm. 11 o'clock. Yeah, 11 o'clock. This is, oh, wow, these are great. 11 o'clock, Fred Krinke and John Maloney. Everyone loves a winner except your competition. They look at many famous brands of fountain pens and the companies and products that try to copy their design. I would love to go to that.
Well, Fred's been around since.
Yeah. Last year he gave away pens.
Yeah. Well, Steph and I can handle it. Hit the road.
Noon, Michael, I'm sorry, I can't pronounce his name. Conchalian? Apologize if I botched that. Chilton and Crocker, the duo of innovation.
Hmm.
And then 1 o'clock, Chris Augers, The Art of the Desk Set. That sounds interesting. Michael Kovacs is doing his Art of Personal Letter Writing. John Lonishaw is doing a flexible nib seminar, and then 4 o'clock, Cindy Zimmerman, pens and writing to the next generation. The interesting thing is these are all, most of these, with the exception of Susan's seminar,
these are all new.
They're all new. They don't take place at the other shows. So John Lonishaw only goes to like this in DC. So
he only does a couple. Yep.
Yeah.
Well, we had a great time with Madisha. Our tables, we will be in the same place.
Awesome.
So our tables kind of T-bone into...
We go all the way to the end?
So we do.
Okay.
Yep. John Madisha and Susan Wirth, and we are the T-intersection there. And we sat down with Madisha, and Brian picked up some amazing tips right there at John's table.
Yeah, I still have over here somewhere. I've got my notes.
So that was
from
cool.
I had a warm beer with John.
Yeah.
He had his own refrigerator.
Yeah.
behind the table. I'm not making this up. He had his own refrigerator
that
behind
cool.
the table, and he pulled out two beers and he set them down. He says, "Okay, let's go over this." He got the nib lock out. And we were talking about. So.
Yeah, it was great.
But anyway, so that's LA. We're talking about it a little bit more next week, huh?
Yep. Right before we leave.
And so next week might make me a really short podcast. Oh, so LA, we'll see you in 2 days.
Gotta go.
See ya. Let's see, what else? You've got some other news?
InkoRimo, baby.
Hang on. I'm gonna try to do as many sound effects this episode as possible.
Oh, all right.
The sound effect episode.
International Correspondence Writing Month.
Okay. And how are you doing with that?
Actually, I started one today.
Did you really? Okay.
Well, the problem is that every time it gets slow at the store, which is not all that often, you know, I'm doing the shipping. I must have done 100 ink samples in the last day and a half, which is great. Mm-hmm. I love the concept of ink samples. I spent way too much money years ago trying to find the perfect red, so the fact that now you can buy little 3-milliliter samples and see which one you like best... I love that. But I would rather be writing in my journal or working on my planner or writing letters. So maybe you should drive to LA.
Well,
and then
no,
I could
I mean,
write letters.
We do have to switch off every now and then. No, you could drive
the whole way and I could just write letters.
I did write a little note to you the other day. Does that count towards
you
Inkorimo?
Did.
Does
you
that
did.
Count towards Inkorimo?
No.
What do you mean, no? It's just because it's small.
I don't think it was in February.
I thought it was.
Okay,
so
well,
Lisa's got all these notes on the side of her monitor at work.
Well,
so.
A couple little motivational things, a couple little reminders.
I put another little motivational
love note. That counts.
That does count. Okay. All right, so that's officially one more than I did last year.
I need to write to Marianne Brown, Stephen Brown's mother. I've started to get some letters in, and I am determined to write back to these people. So,
okay.
I really, really want to. I just need to figure out what to cut out to find the time.
If you can get stamps and envelopes,
we have envelopes.
Well, you're gonna get stamps because I can. Because otherwise, the problem for me is if I don't have all the equipment ready to go when I'm done writing letters. So, like, last year I wrote, like, five or six letters.
There's a bad joke in there somewhere.
There is a bad joke. I don't know. Last year I wrote, like, 5 or 6 letters, but we didn't have the stamps, I didn't have the envelopes, and then, you know.
Yep.
They never got mailed out.
So, we will get stamps, we will be set, we will mail this stuff out. I'm excited.
Guaranteed I will be late.
I even bought stationery.
But I will, you know, I mean, if we have all this stuff, I'll catch up. Does it count if I catch up?
You know what? How about Thursday night when we're at the store, we each write 2 letters.
Okay. But does it count, though? Does it count?
Yeah. So as long as we don't write to each other.
As long as it's not like a one day I write 30 letters and we call it a day. But, I mean, if I miss a couple.
Yeah. You can. Okay. Okay.
I'm trying to get the rules right because I want to play. But
The rules are that it's to motivate and inspire you to get back to writing.
Okay.
Sending a letter to someone or a postcard or whatever would be awesome. A good friend of mine is not writing to other people, but he's actually writing in his journal again. So that's his way of contributing. So.
Leslie's asking how it is that we send packages out but can't send letters out.
Because I am one heck of a fast packer. Man, you wrap that bubble wrap.
Well, there's no stamps.com thing for a mail.
I know.
Thing.
I know.
That's why.
Because, I don't have to write anything except thanks on it. I don't think that counts.
Yeah, those are
great. And Leslie's on my list. I have to send a thank you note for that awesome coffee that I drink every day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have it in the afternoon.
I love it. So, so InkoRimo and getting back to writing, try and participate. Even if you don't actually do the official InkoRimo, write a poem, write a entry in a journal, write a laundry list, I don't know, grocery list. Write something. Use your pens. That's the whole point. Use your pens.
Isn't that something out of the back of a field notes catalog? People I want to off or something like that. Laundry list. I mean, I don't
know. That's sort of that's a different kind of bucket list.
That's
yeah.
a different bucket list. All right, moving right along then.
Yep.
We had a nice visit this week. Actually, yesterday was Monday, wasn't it? Yeah, I guess it was.
Yes.
So we had two visitors yesterday.
We did for
lunch. A longtime friend of mine. We actually haven't seen in probably 3, 4, 5 years, maybe in person. My good friend Lisa.
My freaking hero.
She stopped by.
I love Lisa.
And so that was nice.
Beside myself.
Lisa's given us a couple of pointers.
She saved me months of work. So, months, I tell you.
That was awesome to see her, and
yeah, she was sweet. She was great. It was nice to have lunch with you and to add another person, and that was fun. She's great. She's got twins. This woman does not look like she's ever had kids. Oh my God.
No, she looks like she weighs like about
12 pounds.
95 pounds. Yeah, yeah, she looks great.
Super sweet, and she was wonderful.
Sharp as a tack, man. Did I not tell you she's like
you
the
did.
sharpest person I know? She's smart. Very smart woman.
Yeah.
So we got to see Lisa, and then in the afternoon...
Wait, sound effect. Dun, da, da.
Oh, wait. Oh, wrong one.
Carpenter Joe stopped by.
So yeah, we have we got a couple projects from Carpenter Joe we were talking about the other day, and you know, we just we miss the guy, so we're making up ideas to have him do some projects for us. Two for the store, one for the house.
I'm excited about the one for the house.
Yeah, the one for the house is going to be nice. It's much needed. Nothing too exciting, so I won't mention it. But
we want a headboard.
Well, okay.
We don't have a headboard on our bed, and we do a lot of not a lot of work, but sometimes you just want to sit up in bed, and there are two windows behind our bed, so we need a headboard. I'm very excited. Okay. I like to sit up and read in bed, and you do a lot of web work on the bed.
So, yes, I do. So
we knew what we wanted, and so we worked on design for that, and we've got two things that we want Carpenter Joe to do at the store. One of them we're going to save as a surprise.
Because it's going to be awesome.
It's, yeah, we're excited about this. And it was really kind of a fluke. I just kind of looked up and said, up on the second floor, and I said, you know, what if, dot, dot, dot. And then the second project is ink-related.
Ink-related, yes. Mm-hmm. I guess it is ink-related. So
it is.
I'm curious to see the design that it comes up with when he sketched out was interesting. So
we can share that.
Yeah, go ahead.
We since we have replaced the ink cabinet that was in front of the ink wall in the store, we had a big, long, white cabinet, and it had the two ink books on it. Those of you who've been to a show, you know that we have our ink swatches in notebooks so that you can flip through and see all the colors. And now you cannot do that with the new tower cabinets. So we want Joe to make some kind of a dual-sided lectern, if you will, and so we can put the color family book on one side and the brand, the color by brand, book on the other side, because we have people, I wouldn't say fighting over the books, but it would be nice to be able to use both at the same time.
Yeah, since we got rid of the counter, mm-hmm. We need a place for it. So
yeah. So he had some good ideas for that, and I think the other idea we're more excited about, it's going to be cool.
Yeah, I mean, it's less functional, but
it's a built.
Still going to be neat. It's good. It'll go for a good blog post.
Great pictures.
Brings me to another point too. We should get rid of all those cases, those white cases, and then the Parker cases. Now, where I envisioned it would be, in the front of the store, lit up. So there's a lot of good stuff happening. So.
Yep, we should take new pictures.
Yeah, I'll wait until until Carpenter Joe comes back, and he's got some trays he's making for me too. So
we're excited about that. That Parker case, you guys remember the one we drove to Virginia, rented a U-Haul,
brought
that thing back. Yeah. Spent a lot of time in Virginia these days.
Yeah. But. So there's that, and let's see. This week I got a new pen, or we got a new pen.
We did. It was kind of cool. Levenger sent it to us.
Here it is. If you all have it. The Levenger L-Tech.
Ta-da!
Which,
that thing's heavy.
Yeah, it is. It's big. Now, and this is and this was funny because Lisa says, you know, it strongly resembles the you know, take styling cues from the Rotring 600. And we were sent
it
for
exactly like it.
No, it's not. It's not.
It's very close.
I will, like I said, it takes the styling cues from the Rotring 600. I will highlight those differences in the review when we put it up. And so Lisa says, "Boy, I wish we'd have kept. We had all these Rotring 600s a while back." She says, "I wish we'd have kept one." I said, "Well, I have one."
I didn't know we kept one.
Yeah, there it is, right there. Rotating 600. She goes, well, what nib has it got it on? I said, well, you're not going to like it. It's got a double broad. I mean, you can see this thing from here. It's huge. I used it the other day to shovel the snow.
Yeah.
But you can see the two of them are very, very similar. The L-Tech is actually fatter
It's nice. It's definitely heavy, but it's not too heavy. No. You know, I have a small hand, and I don't like a super chunky pen. But it's got nice weight. It does not feel flimsy at all. The medium nib, I think, it's a medium, right?
It is a medium, no.
Yeah. It's average. It certainly doesn't run fine, but I don't think that it runs especially fat. But nice and smooth writer. I was very pleased. We had our choice between that and a true writer, and I opted to...
Oh, you had your choice?
Yes, I opted not to take a true writer. I have yet to find a true writer that actually works well.
Well, I'm running this through its paces. I think it actually, you know, some people turn their noses up at Levengering. We've all had some positive and maybe some negative experiences with. I think this particular pen here, and I'll just leave it at that, has made some improvements.
Yeah, I like it.
On the Rotring 600. There's some things about this that I really do like. So right now I've got the cartridge in. I plan to fully run the cartridge out, and then we're gonna switch over to the converter, and we're gonna see how that works for us.
Ooh, I have a perfect ink for that.
Do you? What's that? Which reminds me, I got a bottle of ink in my jacket.
I found a bottle of.
You can't hear that too often, do you?
I do.
Okay. You found a bottle.
I found a bottle of Pelican Blue Black.
Oh, you did. That's like legal. You can't even get it in the U.S. anymore.
I think you just can't import it. If it's already here, they can't arrest you for it.
Well, yeah, right. And so you found more than one bottle.
I found four or five. I'm hoarding them now.
Okay, well.
Yeah. So I'm
going to maybe I can get a little sample of that.
Maybe.
Maybe.
You'll have to negotiate. So.
What kind of negotiating? Give it to me. All right. So.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm enjoying writing with it. I was in an all-day meeting today, so I didn't really take many notes. But I'll take it again to work tomorrow, and we'll put it through its paces and see what it does for us. So. There we go.
Yep. Awesome.
What else we got?
We have some new stuff at the store.
We do have some new stuff at the store. You can go ahead and talk about that other stuff.
Well, I'm trying to see if I have one with me, and I think it's at the store.
It's at the store.
Yeah. We got in...
novel place to keep pens.
I know. And you guys know how Brian feels about ballpoints and rollerballs. Yeah, it's not pretty. So... we now have one very full tower case of ballpoints and rollerballs.
You know, it's funny because the dang thing multiplies. I never thought we had that many. and this thing is 6 feet tall. It's what, five shelves, and it's chock full of ballpoints, rollerballs, and pencils. I mean, not even all the pencils are in there.
No, I didn't put any pencils in there. I don't know who ordered all those.
Yeah, well, I'm going to
have in fact, we don't even have them all in there.
We don't have them all in there. I know.
It's awesome.
We're missing some stipula in there.
Yeah, but we did get in some Pilot Knights, which are nice little writers. I have one, and I love it. We got in fountain pens, ballpoints, and rollerballs, I believe. And we got in some cool new vanishing points.
Yes, yeah, the vanishing points.
Got in a couple of the blue carbonesque, which have been around forever and ever. And
I think I want one of those blue carbonesques.
Okay.
I had a black one.
I
don't
know where
you
could get one.
Yeah, I know.
I had the blue. I really like the blue.
Yeah, it's pretty. It's much prettier in person, I think, than I ever thought it would be.
It's hard to picture.
It's vibrant. It's just really a bright blue. I really like it. And it's got a broad nib, so...
We have a fine and a medium as well.
Fine and medium and a broad, actually.
There you go. We've got a silver. We've got a couple gunmetals and a really pretty red.
The red's nice. I like the red.
I like the red. And Pilot has been really good to us, and they sent us a bunch of bags and this really cool display. So we're going to have to find some room for some of that.
Send us a display for a pen we don't have yet. Depends
you
on
know, I think that that is John Lane's way of saying
suggestive marketing.
There you go. Yep, it's kind of cool. The vice president is our sales rep, so he takes good care of us.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, that's cool. Some cool, yeah. cool stuff. So we're going to expand on Pilot this year.
We are. Pilot and Pelican.
Mm-hmm. Oh, geez.
And Aurora.
You're just bringing this on me now.
I know. Well, probably after the Chicago show, the new national sales rep for Kenro will probably be coming up since he'll already be in
Yes. Well, let's not
Chicago.
Promise anything. But if
I'm not promising. Well, yeah, I'm just saying that they...
If he does come up, you guys need to...
Oh, it's going to be awesome.
We've
already
awesome.
Started to work on some new lines and tweaking some of what we carry. I'm excited.
That means we get testers.
Well, yeah.
You already have testers. No, I'm in a medium, except for the 75th anniversary.
I have two mediums.
Are you really? Which one's the other medium?
I'm not telling.
Soleil is a medium?
I think so.
It has to be, yeah.
Yeah, you can't.
Yeah, I like that color, though.
Good. Yay.
Jeez.
We also had, having a store gives us a lot of enjoyment. Like, last night we had a guy call, yesterday afternoon, Matt, and he had Grandpa's pens.
So, you got to explain it to, like how you explained it to me, and then we got interrupted by Joe coming in. So
this guy calls, and he says, what time are you there? And I told him, and he said he wasn't going to be able to get there until, like, 5:15, and I said, we're happy to stay, whatever. What did I miss?
No, you said, well, he's got a number of pens, and he's got a naked Lambert, and then Joe shows up, and that was the end of the conversation. he wants to sell something, he wants to fix something, and then Joe shows up, and I'm like,
wait, tell me about the Aiken.
No. Hang up. Yeah.
Did you say Aiken? Yeah.
Yeah. Aiken.
So Matt came in, and he
super
he
nice brought, guy.
Super super nice guy, and he brought in this really cool briefcase. And on
this
it
is a great
his,
story.
His grandmother. Now it's set up to hold pens with a couple trays.
Yeah, it has. Let's see, one on the top, and then one tray that pulls out.
Yep.
And I think there were probably 18 maybe on each row, so maybe 36 per tray. So they'd be 72, 36. Yeah, so 100 and 108 maybe in the briefcase.
Yep. But the funniest part for me, the best part, was the note that his grandmother had written on the briefcase. She had, taped a couple Post-it notes?
She had taped it on there, yeah.
Yeah. Because apparently it said something like, do not lock this or do not close this.
Yeah.
Now, these pens belonged to Matt's grandfather who had passed on. And so the note said, Grandpa has the combination. So apparently nobody knows the combination.
Unbeknownst to anybody on the planet. And so he brings this thing in, right? And he sets it. We sit down at the table, and we take our jackets off and roll up our sleeves. And he's got, three dozen?
He had some nice pens.
Four dozen, maybe, pens. Just, and sometimes you get people bringing pens, and it's like, mostly junk. This was just like every pen was really super nice.
Well, you also don't have as much time over the table when somebody brings in a bag of pens or a box of pens. You don't have that much time to go through them.
Right.
And what he was looking for, and he was upfront about it, was he was looking for an appraisal. He was looking to find out which were going to be worth restoring, which ones were fine pens that he could give away, which ones were junk. I think there were one or two that were... lesser? Was there a wear-ever?
There were three wear-evers. There were like a Parker 21, a Parker 41, yeah. And then pretty much everything else was two Estabrooks, and then everything else was above that. So,
but it's nice to be able to have the time and the space to sit down and lay them out, and to educate him, if you will. I mean,
I spend an hour with him?
Easily, yeah.
But
he had already done his research. He knew what a lot of these were.
Yeah, and that's nice.
And that's nice when you've taken the time. These days, so many people go on the internet and they just want it, bam, in their hand, right in front of them, without doing any research. Or they go on some of the boards and they say, you know, what is this? And they haven't done any research on their own like we all used to do. And so it was nice to have somebody in who had done as much as he could, knew for the most part what he had a little bit here and there, but he sincerely wanted to learn, and he had it in his head that some of these he wanted to give away, maybe to some of his grandfather's friends, but one or two he was going to give to his wife.
He wanted to keep a pen, maybe one or two pens for himself too as a remembrance. Yeah. And he nice pens. I mean, yeah. These are really nice. So we cherry picked about six that I'm going to restore for him. Some are going to be long-term restoration, but it was really nice to be able to and to be able to have that kind of time too, because usually it's like you say, it's these are 10 to 50 and these are worth more, and you know, but yeah, so we went through every pen.
Usually it's you know, all right, this one is this one's this.
Those are nice. You know, you got that.
No, I got some calligraphy pens and Sharpies, but I'm just saying it across the table. It's just zip, zip, zip. This was so much fun.
Yeah, and I got the impression that he had more.
Well, he's saving it. He's pacing you.
Yeah, so it was cool though. We showed him all the vintage cases, and he hadn't seen the Aiken Lambert case that we have in the store, which is a 1918 case. So I got to show him that, and so it was fun. So.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah. It's always good to see. I mean, it's good to see everybody in the store, but it's especially cool to see the vintage stuff that comes out of the community.
Yeah. We've been really impressed with how many collectors and how many pen enthusiasts there are in our community. I had a guy today come in, and he was two different men, actually, who were, one was just tickled pink that there was something in Appleton, and he's from Appleton, and another one is from, I don't know, I want to say out west based on his zip code, but just thrilled that there was a pen store, and that something like this was making it and staying open, and
he
browsed around for an hour. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
We're here to stay. Making sure of that. so we're getting close to the end of the hour here.
We should wrap it up
let's
there.
Let's do some you got some shout-outs?
I do. You ready?
I was born ready.
Oh, good. Big shout-out to all of the people participating in InkoRimo, however you choose to do so. Big shout out to Eric and Michael, who we will see next week, and Aziza and Steven. Big hi to Matt R., who came in last night. So I saw that he had written on our Facebook wall.
Oh, did he? Okay, great.
He did. He said he had a good time.
Awesome.
We had the funniest experience with Pastor Will and his wife Ruth. Will came in and he'd had a problem with a ballpoint stain on his shirt. And now this is the sweetest, gentlest man. But he was a little scary when he first came in. I want you to see my shirt. And he had two of them, and they'd been washed and starched. And but he left, and he was happy because we got out the Amidex. We rubbed a little on there, and he said I had given him hope. But they were so funny.
He had some jokes we can't even tell on the air.
Oh, yeah. What is it, pastors know the best dirty jokes or something?
I think so, no. No, they were
No, they were fine.
They were fine.
He was just concerned that, you know, he'd gotten this brand new shirt, and I think that he'd uncapped his ballpoint or something and gotten some ink on it. But it's amazing what Amidex will get out. But it was great to have the time to chat with them. I think that was Saturday, wasn't it?
That was Saturday, yeah.
Yep. And anybody else?
I'm sure there is, and I'm missing it right now.
I know. So. I know. We're both getting colds. Everybody in the chat, you guys are always so much fun. I love reading these. I love to go back and read the chat again.
there is another one. I almost forgot. Oh. Big shout out to John.
Oh, yes.
John N. He knows who he is. Thank you very much for your advice. So
we're working on it.
I'm working on it.
It's sort of like when you got your first email from Hugh that was like 6 pages long.
It was, well, the combined, the three were 8, so.
Yeah, no, we're checking things off and making a to-do list and so that's pretty cool. Oh, in the chat, John is offering a quart or two to the UPS guy of what? Oh, of ink? I don't know. My UPS guy is finally still speaking to me after that big diamine drama. We still haven't gotten that ink replaced, by the way.
Interesting.
But, yeah, it was funny. Hope Pink is apparently not my UPS man's favorite color.
Well, you know, it doesn't go with everything.
It does not go with the brown UPS uniform, apparently. So.
All right.
All right,
anything else this week?
No, I think everybody's bailing on us. It is time to end. I think everybody's just as tired as we are.
Yeah. All right. Comments, suggestions for topics, use your pens. Write to us at Anderson Pens, P.O. Box 732, Appleton, Wisconsin, 54912.
Come see us at the store, 10 East College Avenue, Suite 112A, Appleton, Wisconsin, 54911.
You can catch us online, email brian@andersonpens.net.
Or lisa@andersonpens.net.
You can follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/andersonpens.
We are on Facebook. It's facebook.com/andersonpens. What are you laughing at?
I'm laughing at the chat. John's a funny guy.
Blog.
Where are we? Blog.andersonpens.net.
And the website is andersonpens.net.
Thank you very much. Join our mailing list for advance notes of upcoming events, new products, special sales, fun stuff going on at the store. Thank you for listening to our podcast. We will see you next week, the pre-LA Pen Show edition.
And by pre, we mean like with our coats on, about to get in the car and go.
Pretty much. Expected to be short. All right. Good night, everyone.
Good night, guys.